We've been gone, but now we're back.
It's Monday. Happy Monday.
Yep.
Yay!
Woo! Woo! Muster up that enthusiasm and move forward.
Good morning, angels.
Morning, Dave.
Well, look at that. We're halfway through the month of August, y'all.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
No.
We've hit that August 15th mark.
Wait, did you file your taxes?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. You were thinking extension, weren't you?
I kind of was. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember I got it done on April 15th.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
So you just don't worry your pretty little head.
Well, good to know.
It's relaxation day today, so you just sit back and relax. Enjoy a little bit of country music this morning and a whole lot of talk that may or may not, you may or may not like, but we'll do our very best to take you through our Monday. And we are looking at a 94 degree temperature today, 96 tomorrow, and 98 by Wednesday. You know what? We're doing this flip-flop thing again. We're going to be warmer up here than they are down in St. George, at least for the first half of the week. Second half of the week, a little bit different because we do have some more stormage coming in here for Friday, some afternoon showers and some other stuff, which will drop our temperature down into the upper 80s again by Friday. However, we're going to be above normal. Our normal high this time of year is 92. So over the next few days, we're going to be sitting a little bit above that.
Right now, it's 66 and clear downtown.
Statler Brothers and the man, y'all look pretty today.
You sure look pretty today, David.
You are all springied out and...
springied out?
Well, it's just, you know what I'm saying. You're like still in your shorts and...
Oh, yeah.
Summered out, I guess I should say. I thought maybe you had a flowered shirt on.
It's camo.
Yeah, but it's camo. Well, that's why I couldn't see you. It's snow camo, actually, is what it is. Today is relaxation day. We were talking about that here just a second ago. So we, you know, be thinking about the simple question of what do you do to relax?
Eat, watch TV.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where? Where's your favorite place in your house to relax?
In my bed. Usually I want in the living room.
When do you feel the most relaxed?
Probably at night when I get in bed. You know, I try to get in bed by 8:30.
You know when I feel most relaxed? Usually, it depends on how the weekend is scheduled out, but usually like on a Saturday morning. As far as like during the week and stuff like that. And we were talking about this yesterday. When do you count the first part of the week? We were split. We had some, talking with some family yesterday, and we were sort of split. Two of us thought that the days felt like the week started with a Sunday. That's the start of the week. And the other two, we felt like it started on a Monday. Now, I know we've read this before, and people look at the calendars and they the calendar says that it starts on Sunday.
It starts on Monday.
So do
In
I.
In my world, it starts on Monday.
That's what I think. I look at it because it's, and this is why I do.
That's why it's called the weekend.
Right.
It ends the week.
Right.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. But a lot of people think that Sunday is the first part of the week.
Well, it is only on the calendar.
Excuse me. But, you know, I look at a 5-day work week and then you have a 2-day weekend and then the week starts over again on Monday. And so I was trying to explain it. But, you know, who cares? Nobody cares. But it was one of those discussions that we had over the weekend. Momentary discussions that... Hey, pumpkin spice Oreo cookies going to hit the shelves today, as a matter of fact. First time in 5 years that the old pumpkin spice Oreo has kicked in here.
That sounds really good. Have you ever had any? But I love everything pumpkin spice.
Right.
All things pumpkin spice.
I know, but it's I do too. And is it too early to start thinking about pumpkin spice?
It's never too early. I can have it in the summer.
I know.
But that takes away from it's like having your Christmas tree up on Mother's Day. It takes away
nothing
from the
that.
Specialness of fall, the fall season, and the corresponding pumpkin spice flavor.
Yeah.
If you're having that in July, it takes away from it.
Well, I just feel like, and now will you burn a pumpkin spice candle throughout the year? Is
yes.
that a different thing? You know?
I try not to. It's probably my favorite candle. Well, I don't know, the balsam fir or whatever, Christmas time, but the pumpkin spice is in my top two favorite candles, but I abstain from burning them during the summer.
Abstain.
Right?
Abstinence is the best
right.
birth control. This very day, back in 1939, August 15th, 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered.
Oh, wow.
How
1939.
About that?
So Wizard of Oz wasn't Gone with the Wind in 1939 too, as well?
I don't know.
What a year for movies.
Yeah.
I remember going to the talkies in 1939 and
yeah.
enjoying some fine, fine films.
Yeah. No, it's very nice, and that was a good year. You were 9 years old. If you were born in 1930, you were 9 years old when that came out, right?
Absolutely, I was. Okay. Heck yes, I
Heck
was.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
You're off to see the wizard. They're showing the Wizard of Oz.
There it is. You are there. Present. Still my favorite is Somewhere Over the Rainbow off that movie.
That song, I like it, but for some reason it makes me sad.
Well,
it doesn't make me happy. It makes me sad.
Why does it make you sad?
I don't know. It's really, it's a sad song to me. I don't know.
Way up high.
Maybe people.
Do you read?
Think of Judy Garland? I don't know.
Do you relate it to the fact that Dorothy got sucked up with a tornado?
No.
I mean, is it one of those things?
Just the lyrics and the melody make me sad.
Huh.
It's like, oh, turn that off.
Oh, my gosh.
Killing me. I don't know why.
That's well,
weird.
I'll make sure I play it a little lot more often.
Thanks, Dave.
That was a good year for movies. And people, according to my dad, because he was born in 39.
Ah, yeah. Well, of course. Because you had a great dad, too. You know,
I did have a great dad.
Well, good.
Old Steve.
Hey, now, it should. Did you guys catch the sunset last night? Oh, my gosh.
I have to say I didn't.
I was in bed relaxing.
Oh, the cloud formation.
I was doing what Deb was doing.
Yeah. It was so cool the way it all came about because it was like in 3D formation. It was just the way it was. I mean, we know that life is 3D, but.
Wow.
And, I mean.
You saw the sunset in 3D.
Well, you know what I mean. I put on my 3D glasses and it was great.
Oh my gosh.
It seemed like it came in depths, in other words. Seemed like there were some closer clouds and then further away and then just, and they all lit up really nice. And I'm sure we'll be in for another beautiful sunrise this morning. See if I can't get this going here.
I know what you're gonna do.
Oh no, it's coming through my it's coming through
no,
the wrong
that's
way.
A shame. You're
Son
trying to
of
you're
a
trying to make me
Dad,
sad.
I am.
Dave, I'm already sad because it's Monday.
Well.
So don't add to it.
Son of a gun, that didn't work. Well, I think you would like, you know what version I was gonna play.
Oh, it
you know
Izzy?
Yes. And you like that because you are a newfound fan of Hawaii.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I love Hawaii.
So that's what I was going to do, but it looks like I might be stuck here.
Well, that's too bad.
Well,
sorry, you couldn't
listen to you. There we go. Yeah, that's a good one right there. Mostly sunny and 94 today, and then sunny and 96 Tuesday, 98 Wednesday. We'll drop to 95 Thursday. So we'll kind of peak in the middle of the week and then drop right back down into the upper 80s on Friday.
Could you get me a Kleenex? 66. Clear downtown. I don't know why it makes me sad. I don't know why.
What about this one? This version even?
Yeah.
I mean, this is... This puts you back into the island.
I think it kind of does make me think of death, like the afterlife or something. I don't mean to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah.
But
oh, you didn't.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, you just live in your own little personal hell with this.
Yes, I do. Every single day.
It's warm this morning and a little muggy-ish. Yeah, they do say that the muggy-ishness will go away here for a few days, and then as we get a little closer to that stormage moving in on Thursday and Friday, then we'll start to feel muggy again. But it will start to feel a little drier today and tomorrow and Wednesday.
Well, right now, 66, clear downtown. Okay.
Trouble melts like lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where.
And there it is. That's the kind of love we make with country music. Luke Combs. And good to have you along here. Happy Monday.
If you're not at work today or you're working from home, you may be wondering, what day is it?
It's feeling like a Friday for sure.
Wrong.
It's Monday.
Monday.
Mondays suck.
Back to work, everybody!
Make that money, pay those bills.
We're gonna need coffee.
We're gonna need a coffee here!
It's a really good way to start the show.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's showtime!
So, you know the WHO?
Yes.
World Health Organization, they're holding an open forum to rename monkeypox. I don't know why we don't just leave it and just come up with a new name for monkeys. Just come up with
which one's been around longer,
right?
Yes.
Polio has been detected in New York City's wastewater. City officials have sent monkeypox right into the sewer to battle it too, to take care of it right there. Experts are also saying that climate change could cause a mega flood that would completely swamp Los Angeles. You know, of course, when the people in L.A. heard that, their first reaction was, yeah, but we could use the rain. You know, we could really use the water and the rain.
Right.
And then, I don't know if, you know, we need to really stop and relax. National Relaxation Day today. Is that even possible?
To relax? Yeah. Not fully. Like, I'll sit down and go, I need to do this or that or this or that. I really can't.
No, I'm a...
Sit still.
I'm a weirdo. I can't... I sit there for a minute and then probably drive my wife crazy because, you know, I pull the recliner out. Our recliner makes a noise when you click it back in. You know, it makes this...
like what kind of a noise?
Well, you know, it's
or what?
No. You pull it out.
Okay.
And it doesn't make a noise. It's you just... Dave. But then when you put it back in, it goes, king. You know, it you can hear the spring, you know, because what it does is it clicks into place because you have to do it manually with your feet. You know, you have to kind of push that sucker in, and I'm not sure where your mind is at here, but just trying to. Also, research. Now, do you like a grape?
Use your feet, Judy.
Come on,
come on.
Got to push it back in. You do. You have to sit up and use your feet. Do you like grapes?
Love grapes.
I love grapes.
Yeah, I love the grapes.
What's your favorite grape?
The cotton candy flavored grapes that you get like in the summer.
And they're called cotton candy.
Yes.
Cotton candy. Are they coated in cotton? Why is it?
No,
why
do they call them? They taste exactly
get out of
like
here.
Cotton candy. I'm not kidding.
Where do you even get them?
You can get them at like
the carnival.
No, you get them at the grocery store. I got some this year at Costco.
Wow.
I have to look for those. They are delicious.
They researchers have come out and said, hey, eating grapes could help you live longer, just so you know. To them, it's all about raisin awareness. raisin awareness. It's 6:32.
Oh, I love how you can amuse yourself.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't take much.
Right?
I'm like a little kid. Put me in the corner with a little toy, and I'll play with myself all day long.
Yeah, those cotton candies. Oh.
Aren't they good?
Oh, they're delicious. But they're expensive.
I'll have to try some.
Yeah.
They are pricey, though,
just
Dave.
Just put it on the card.
Right. On the way, not only do we have the best part of the morning, which is the Pledge of Allegiance right around the corner, we're also going to be talking about, should all men have to try period cramp simulators?
Yes, they should.
It would be a breeze.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could get my hands on one.
Crank that sucker
that
up to 10.
That would be the best to do on the show.
We'll find out what they did and how that little survey came out when they put all some men through this. And there are some purchases that cashiers might judge you for buying. Mm-hmm. We'll find out coming up. All right, we are back. Time for the Pledge of Allegiance. Somebody already calling early on here. Thank you so much for jumping in on it. I appreciate that. Happy Monday to you. Who is this?
Dirk.
Dirk, how are you?
Yep.
Good to have you along, brother.
Yep.
How
can I get my outbound tickets?
How can you what?
Get my outbound tickets.
Did you win some?
No.
Oh.
What tickets?
Alabama.
Alabama tickets. No, you got to win them.
Or you can buy them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But just keep listening, dude. It sounds like you listen to us all the time, right, Dirk?
Yep.
Right on.
I do.
We appreciate it. Did you, anything significant you did over the weekend here? I mean, or just nothing?
I did nothing. I just sat in my room and watched TV.
That's a good weekend right there.
Yep.
All right, Dirk, we love it when you call and do the Pledge of Allegiance, so go for it, buddy, and it's all yours.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with sweet and victory, justice for all.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Baby,
yeah.
Talk about a climatic ending. John Wayne, Why I Love Her. And Dirk doing our Pledge of Allegiance right before that. Appreciate you calling in. Now, if I...
I'll have what she's having.
I had no idea when I started that that was going to sound like that. But listen to this.
My goodness, I can talk again. Oh.
That's just Dorothy oiling Tin Man.
Oh, yeah.
Wizard of Oz, debuting this day, 1939. But if you stop it right there, it sounds like something completely
different. Sure does.
6:40.
It's a good thing it was in a movie that you could see what was going on.
Right?
Because that is definitely not for children.
Especially if the way he ends it, too. I mean, you know.
My goodness, I can talk again. Oh.
I can talk again.
That's what she said.
I know, right?
I was like, oh, my.
I can talk again. starting to get a jaw. Starting to get a jaw cramp. let's take a look at this.
Oh my gosh!
This morning,
only we can ruin the Wizard of Oz.
Well, I know.
Try if to we take only a... had a brain.
And don't even get started with how the scarecrow was stuffed.
68 and clear downtown.
We'll be right back with more of your fun information and the top other signs that there is a God.
Okay.
All right.
Here comes the party.
There it is. Hope y'all are in the party mode. Dustin Lynch on the Z. Morning. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for being here and cruising along with us. Now, have you ever heard of DRO when it comes to weight loss?
No, but that doesn't mean anything.
Diet-resistant obesity. Resistance
obesity.
Oh,
I think obesity.
I have that.
Yeah. You've tried all the diets and nothing's worked.
All of them. Keto, Atkins, Weight Watchers, South Beach.
And now researchers say you're not alone.
Pass the tofu. Wait, what?
You've been diagnosed with diet-resistant obesity.
Diet-resistant obesity?
Yep. Apparently just changing your diet doesn't work.
Duh.
We wish we could say, now there's hope. But there really isn't. So start exercising and eating healthier.
Can't I just tell everyone I have diet-resistant obesity?
I wouldn't recommend...
Yeah, Pizza Palace? Give me a large double-stuffed meat lovers with extra cheese. Yeah, my doc says I got diet-resistant obesity.
Don't ask your doctor if diet-resistant obesity is right for you.
I'll have to live with it.
All right.
Yeah, three times this weekend I added... You know how that little... when you're doing DoorDash, it says, would you like to add an order from any nearby restaurants?
Are you kidding me?
Three times this weekend I did chocolate chip cookies.
No way. Yeah. So you had your DoorDash delivery guy running all over the valley picking you up crap?
Well, they give you a restaurant that's close by to the restaurant that you ordered from in case you want to add a little something
still,
to it. So yeah, I did.
Can
but
you imagine?
I mean, they get tipped. It's a twofer for the driver.
You get tipped for everything you pick up?
Yes.
How much did you tip that day?
I don't know.
Come on, you know.
Probably.
You know.
Well, it's a span of the weekend, probably $20.
Well, yeah, but that particular order.
Three times, like $8.
Oh, that's a pretty hefty tip. That's pretty good.
Yeah, for two different restaurants.
I don't get some, and we've talked about tipping before, and I think...
Had to feed my shed crew.
Well, sure you did. Because heaven forbid you just order pizza or something, you know?
Well, I did.
Oh, but you still had to
pick
up... But
then I added chocolate chip cookies to the mix. Yes.
And then all of the fees and the everything else. I'll bet you anything that bill came to $60 to $70. Pretty close?
Yeah.
Pretty close?
Yeah, pretty close. Yep.
To feed the crew?
Yeah.
Pizza and swinging by and...
And chocolate chip cookies, but it was delicious.
I don't know how they even make any money. Do you know how these DoorDash delivery people even make any money? I mean...
No, because $3 or $4 or $5 a trip...
Yeah.
Does it even pay for gas?
No. Even Jimmy John's or something, or maybe they get part of that delivery fee that's in there. Like, if I order Panda Express, there's some kind of a $4.99 or $3.99 delivery fee. I don't know if the restaurant gets that or if the driver gets that, but I'm thinking, my gosh, for the one three-item plate that I order from Panda, and I'm paying you $3 or $4 to drive all the way freaking up there to and deliver it. Hopefully, you have 9 other places to deliver along the way, and I guess if you times that, that's $36 an hour. Just in
probably
tips.
Probably making more than we are, Dave.
Well, probably. But that's saying that they're getting 9 deliveries an hour, I guess. And I don't know. It just seems to me like it wouldn't pay. But it obviously does. They wouldn't be doing it. It's a couple minutes after 7 o'clock. And if you are diet-resistant to obesity, then get ready.
And bend those knees. Work those thighs.
One more time.
That's right. Just keep moving. See you next time.
That's our first rep right there.
I thought we quit doing that on Friday. Are we doing that again?
Yeah, How old is she?
Take your heart rate. She's in her 80s. Good old Jane Fonda. And she said good for her.
Oh, I think it's great, but it's just bend those knees.
Work those thighs, we're done.
Yeah, I guess you can't really bend a thigh.
Nah, but you just got to work those thighs.
Break something.
If you bend your knees, then you're working your thighs somehow.
This is not headline news. Cardi B posted a makeup-free selfie showing off a very thin mustache. Or as Justin Bieber calls that, a mustache. The CDC has stopped recommending social distancing. Terrible news for everyone who has a coworker with terrible breath. 90s band Collective Soul has a new album called Vibrating. The title track is named after what their agent's phone never does. And Ben Affleck turns 50 today. Don't tell Ben, but J-Lo's planning a surprise party where 50 friends will jump out from behind her butt. This is not headline news.
Good to talk to that guy there a couple of weeks ago. He's going to be cruising through town, and you have a chance to see good old Tyler Hubbard, T-Hub, half of Florida Georgia Line, and he'll be cruising through with Keith Urban. And it is a Keith Urban ticket tag winning week. So coming up here to 7:40 in about a half hour from now, and then again at 9:40, 11:40, and 3:40, 4 times a day. September 15th, USANA will be the date of the concert. And how would you like to be heading off to that show free on the Z?
Coming up at 7:40 is our first round, so you don't need to know a name. Just be caller Z, and we'll get you a couple of tickets for that show.
And then, hey, we're a little early. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Wanted to talk about...
You're freaking me out,
Dave. I know, that was... I just wanted to kind of wake you up a little bit, I guess. Did it work?
It did.
You're like, holy crap, how come we're doing...
Why are we doing
traffic at 7:09? These guys are never on time. What are some of the things that we actually purchase? Have you ever purchased something and then felt like you've been judged for it?
I mean, when you buy, hypothetically speaking, feminine hygiene or hemorrhoid cream, yeah, or maybe a little KY,
uh-huh,
you feel...
You say you that all ju- hesitate.
You feel
maybe,
judged.
Maybe a little KY. You either buy a tube of KY or you don't, but maybe a little KY. Hey, do you guys have sample packets? I'd like a little Taco Bell sample packet of KY jelly.
Just you need, know, just pharmacies, a- they deliver without even looking at you.
Is that what you do?
I plead the fifth.
Maybe, right?
Well,
Lee obviously knows that that comes to her house anonymously.
Now, they say most of the time cashiers are too busy or too jaded because they see it all the time to notice. But occasionally they do. There's a thread online where cashiers are talking about the purchases that they have judged people for buying.
Now, before we get into these little judgmental reasons and things and products, I have had a cashier. Now, have you ever run into this where the cashier talks about every item that they scan? That's why I do the self-checkout.
Oh, these are really good.
Yes.
Yeah, do you like these?
Yes.
I tried them and they weren't really good.
Yeah.
But...
And they.
Oh, my
and,
son loves these.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Every single time. And if I and they'll pick him up and they'll,
Bob and I use this all the time.
Yep.
It's great.
You know, they make that KY in a larger tube. No, but you know, it's one of those where they'll pick up something, it's a new Pop-Tart flavor, and they'll look at it and they'll go, well, this looks good. That's I'm trying to
You're like,
banana cream flavor. I didn't know.
You know what, they're encouraged to do small talk while they're checking you
I'm
out.
I'm sure they are.
I don't think they think that much about it anyway. Because there's a lot. Where else do you buy that kind of stuff than in a pharmacy? They got to be used to it.
Well,
right?
Sure, that. You know, those kind of a thing. Things, you know, a pharmacist, yes. But I'm talking about just regular old checkout lines in a grocery store. And they're looking at Pop Tarts and they're like, oh, well, those are good. Those, I haven't tried those.
I just remember my dad. It was like a scene from Mr. Mom, but he had to get Kotex for my mom when she had a baby.
Yeah.
And
Kotex, haven't heard that word forever.
Well, that's what it was for my mom after she had a baby. It was those big, huge things.
Get some Kotex tampons.
Well, it had those, it was these big, huge things.
It was the pads.
I mean, they were huge.
Yeah. It's like a pillow.
And,
or in an ironing board pad.
My dad, because my mom was, you know, she couldn't get out of bed. She just had a baby.
Well, sure.
My dad was sent to get the product.
Yeah.
I would have gotten the product before I had the baby.
And he sent me down the aisle to go get it.
Oh. Of course you would have, Deb. Of course you would have. Well, I would have been more prepared. I would have gotten
he
the...
He told me what to look for, and so I went and I got him. But of course, he had to check him out and pay for him.
Yeah.
And the lady... And the lady was like, I need a price check.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad, I thought he was going to faint.
Oh.
That's an episode of some show.
It was Mr. Mom. There's a scene in Mr. Mom.
Okay,
and I
that's
think
what
my
it is.
Family and I laughed at that because it was
true.
Exactly my dad. Yeah. I'm just like, well, they're not, you know, he's all like, Almost looked like he wanted to say, it's not for me.
Really?
Of course they know it's not for
these
him.
These aren't for me. Yeah.
No, it can be a little embarrassing. And, you know, anyway, so here we are. A few of the highlights. Parents who will buy booze and cigarettes but scream at their kids to put bottles of juice or candy back. Well, I got my...
That's not good for you guys. Put it back.
Come on. I've got my 12-pack of Bud Light or whatever. And then...
yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah. Now, one cashier actually said that a young male customer who was once buying various junk food... and children's flu medicine, and then the total came up, and he was short, so he put the medicine back. Well, the kids can wait on that one.
Go ahead and ring up those Twinkies.
Yeah, right?
Lottery tickets, especially when people blow through the money the cashier makes on their entire shift in just a couple of minutes at the counter.
Expensive premium bottled water, not just because it's arguably a waste of money, but because there's also a lot of plastic waste, if you want to look at it that way.
Cashiers say they judge anything in a large amount. One cashier once had a person buy 15 cases of Red Bull, and they also looked like they were 12.
Wow, that's a lot of caffeine, right? A cashier at a pet store said that they've been judged people who buy pet and the cheapest, trashiest food there is. for their pet.
Aww.
And you're like, oh, you're
that
really buying
hamster
the,
needs the best.
You're really buying the crap food.
Quality seed.
Yeah.
Worker at a movie theater said they judge people who bring their kids to R-rated movies, like bringing a 7-year-old to Deadpool.
McDonald's. McDonald's. I guess
like
you
when
can.
My parents took me to see Deliverance.
Oh, did they?
Ding, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. And I was like, what the hell's going on in this movie? And I never got it till I was like 25.
Wasn't there like some sex scenes in Deliverance too? I mean, I bet you were
that's what
a
I'm
wide eye opener for that one.
It's backwoods hillbilly sex scenes.
Neener, 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 neener.
With some men on a canoe trip. And I was like, what is happening? And I never figured it out till I was way older.
Wow.
Good old Sunday family movie times.
Let's go behind the bushes now. Where are we at here? A McDonald's cashier wonders about people who order coffee with 10 or more sugars. Okay.
Okay. A Starbucks cashier admits to judging people who buy their kids the double chocolate chip frappuccino at 8 a.m.
And then send them off to school.
Talking to my daughter-in-law, I'm like, what are you guys doing? She's like, oh, we just got some Cokes and donuts for breakfast. Atta girl.
There you go. Anyone buying circus peanuts, those orange foamy things. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Bizarre combinations. Every cashier has probably sold everything in the store at least once, so nothing is a big deal except when it's paired with other items.
Here we go.
An older gentleman brought up a large glass jug of red wine, the biggest tube of KY jelly we carried, and two potatoes. The cashier says, I didn't say anything, but I thought to myself, this guy has wow. plans for the weekend.
Wow.
Another person remembered this combo. A lady had feminine deodorant spray, summer's eve douche, a can of bug spray, and a fly swatter.
That's a good combination right there. And then the smart aleck joke, someone buying donuts, donut holes, and glue. I got to put these suckers
back together
where they were, but because you guys shorted me a little bit of donut with the donut hole, so I'm going to have to put these two things back together again.
I worked at a grocery store in high school, and one of the teachers brought KY jelly into my line, and it was something that was locked up at the front, so I had to page someone to unlock the cabinet so my teacher could get the KY jelly they needed.
Oh, really? Did they lock that up in certain areas?
I think they used to.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Now, that would be weird and awkward.
Yeah.
Now, you kids, we're going to have to lock up the KY jelly. You guys have been using this to...
I'm like, why would KY jelly be locked up?
Well, sometimes you got to fit G.I. Joe where G.I. Joe doesn't fit.
That is incredibly cathartic on every level. So it's more than just a vacation spot. It's sort of it's a rejuvenation place for me. So beach all the way.
You made up your mind, got off the couch, you did up your hair, now you're going out.
You know, I was just about ready to invite Keith and Nicole out here to out west here to Utah to go up into the mountains and go hiking around in Albion Basin and stuff like that and enjoy all those beautiful flowers up there and our beautiful hills. And then he said beach all the way. So,
yep,
it's probably a good thing, I guess. Hey, if you want to win some Keith Urban tickets, we're only 10 minutes away. And not only that, but we're playing Keith Urban Ticket Tag all day long, all week long. Free from the Z, hang tight. All you have to do is get through is caller Z. Just keep trying and then know the name of the winner. Now, of course, we need to remind you that since it's starting out, this is the first contest coming up here at 7:40. So there is no previous name that you need to know. So it makes it even that much easier, much easier, much easier for you to get through and win.
Don't say my name. I worked at a gas station across from Target. I had a customer come in and spend $75 on junk food and then use their food stamps card. I told them to go across the street and get more food for the same price. They responded, no, this is all free.
Huh? Wow.
Poole says, I used to work at Walmart at the customer service desk doing returns. One day an older gentleman came in and pulled out some warming KY, said he wanted to return it, casually mentioned that it burned his wife real bad, real bad.
Wow.
I immediately got some gloves.
You know what? First of all, I didn't even know they had warming KY.
You haven't seen the commercials?
Is that the one? Oh, that's the one for the lady and the guy, right?
Yes.
Cooling for him, warming for her. And when the two get together, it explodes.
Yes. Well, fireworks. Apparently it maybe did for this person.
Wow. Maybe they put too much cinnamon in it from the manufacturer plant. Have you ever used those?
No.
Just thought I'd try to catch you off guard. Listen, we're going to be talking, coming up here, at Generation X. Now, tell me again when Generation X was. There was X, and then there's like we have Gen Z, and then we have
1965 to 1980 is Gen X.
So if I were to say the word tubular,
totally,
yeah, totally,
you nailed it.
Emily West,
cool beans,
awesome.
It's gonna be hella dry. Let's check in with Lindsay Soar. She's over there in the 2 News Weather Center. From Gen X area, giving us our weather forecast here for the next few days and find out what's going on. Good morning, Lindsay.
Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Dave and Deb. Dry today across the Wasatch Front. Skies will be mostly sunny to partly cloudy with highs in the mid-90s. Mid-90s tomorrow, lots of sunshine, upper 90s on Wednesday. However, after that, the drier air moves out and those afternoon and evening thunderstorms return for Thursday, Friday, and the weekend as well. I'm meteorologist Lindsay Storrs for 2 News on Z104.
Thanks, Lindsay. It's going to be hella nice today. 70 and sunny downtown.
Rad. Again, we're just 6 minutes away here from some Keith Urban tickets. Thanks for hanging around with us here, and a good Monday morning to you. Morgan Wallen, Whiskey Glasses on Z104. Born in the Z, you are caller Z. Who the heck is this?
This is Connie Butler.
Connie Butler, guess what? You're a winner because you don't even need to know a name for ticket tag since you're the first winner of the contest.
Yay!
Woo! You're going to see Keith Urban, Tyler Hubbard, and Ingrid Andress September 15th at USANA. How about that?
That is fantastic. I'm super excited.
Can you say that's hella good?
That's
hecka
good.
Hecka good. Okay. Ah, yeah, I gotcha. It is going to be super tubular, and it's going to be such a great, great, great
gnarly
show. Gnarly show.
Right?
It is. All right. We got more of those on the way there. Now, you do need to know, again, it's Connie Butler for Keith Urban Ticket Tag.
We're going to play again at 9:40. We'll also play at 11:40 and 3:40, and that happens all week long. Free tickets for Keith Urban, Tyler Hubbard, and Ingrid Andress, the Speed of Now tour.
As if. Gen X words. Now, we've talked about some of these. Tubular, hella, or hecka in a Utah. In some people would prefer hecka good. Stoked. Rad.
Gnarly.
Cool beans.
Dis.
How about this one? Gag Me With a Spoon. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Gag Me With a Spoon.
That was in that Valley Girl song that Moon Unit Zappa did.
A lot of people using this one. Hey, that's the boss. Or bitchin'. What about this one? This one might get... I have not heard someone use this for a very long time. However, it was way overused. You are the best person on the planet. Not.
Oh, that's right.
You know how everything was.
Yes.
Everything was ended with not.
Or dude.
Yeah.
to the max.
Talk to the hand.
Yes.
Yeah, talk to the hand. Gen X words or phrases from your generation. Maybe you got something that you want to roll out from a different generation. Now, Gen X, we decided, was from about 1965 on, starting around there. Oh, crap. We were born somewhere in the 70s right there.
Absolutely.
So that'll put us right in as Gen Xers. So, like that. Cool. Thank you. Mostly sunny, 94 today. Poked my head outside, and it's a gorgeous morning. Perfect. We're, what, into the 70s? Great time to maybe get out and do your little morning jog or run or walk.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
It's out of this world, dude.
70 and clear downtown.
Hey, so tell me if I am in the wrong here.
Yes, you are.
Am I?
Yes.
No matter what?
No, what were you going to say?
So I have... does Chick-fil-A advertise on our station?
I don't think so. They brought us some stuff in when they've had some grand openings, but as far as dollars, I don't.
Right. Well, and it's not like I'm trying to throw them under the bus, but I just had an experience. And I just want to know if I'm wrong here, okay? And I'm driving home from a gig on Saturday night.
Okay.
And you know how you want to eat late at night.
Absolutely, you do.
And I shouldn't, but it's on the weekend, and I screw my intermittent fasting. So I'm like, okay, and I drive, and I see McDonald's has the two lines going, and they're a bajillion miles long.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A's right next to them, nobody. And I'm thinking, ha!
Wow, how fortuitous.
So I buzz around there, and I go through the Chick-fil-A thing. I do my little order. Now, this is at about 10 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Let's call it about 9:50, I guess, each.
Which is 10 to 10.
I was gonna say 9:55 ish. Anyway, but I didn't know they closed at 10. I just wasn't paying attention to the time. I just noticed that they were open, and which obviously makes sense that there weren't too many cars in line. So I place my order. Another car pulls behind me and places their order. You know, I mean, in the other lane, how they do that. And I go up and I get my stuff, and so this car's behind me. And so I thought, well, you know what? I really haven't had that much trouble with Chick-fil-A. I'm not going to check my order. But I asked for, you know, they have on their little iPad, they say, what kind of sauces do you want? And I says, well, I want Chick-fil-A and I want mayo packets, for some mayo. And then, I got a little thing of mac and cheese. Medium size. They make them in three sizes, small, medium, and large. I got me a medium size of mac and cheese.
Okay.
So I got my stuff, and I drive, I don't know, 5 minutes down the road on my way home. And I didn't even check. And then I thought, well, you know, I wouldn't mind dipping my little waffle fries into some Chick-fil-A sauce. Digging around. No Chick-fil-A sauce.
Nothing.
No mayo packets.
Now listen.
And then I pull out the mac and cheese to look around for the other stuff that's in the sack, and it's a small, not a medium. And so, and no spoon for mac and cheese either. So I thought, you know, I'll just bag it. I'm not going to bother to turn. And for some reason, that little voice, small voice in me said, go back, Dave. Go back, Dave. You deserve more.
Cause a stink about no packets.
You deserve more. You went to Chick-fil-A because you love their Chick-fil-A sauce, right? Go back, Dave. So I went around the roundabout, went back. It was 10:03. I remember looking at the car, the truck, because they had pulled their Chick-fil-A van and blocked off the drive-through, and I went, oh boy. They closed at 10 o'clock. So I pulled in and I go up and pounded on the window. to the dine-in.
Because you're missing some packets.
I got me a small and not a medium, and mac and cheese, and you know, there's no spoon. And so, okay, so here I am pounding on the thing, and they looked over at me and they go, "We're closed." And I'm holding up the sack, showing them. I'm holding up the sack to the window, and I'm going, "Hey!" And they go, "We're closed." And I says, I know you're closed, but they go, we can't open the doors. So I went, oh, okay, well, then I'll go around. So I walked around the building. I walked up to the drive-thru, and you would have thought that I had, you would have thought
now
that I was going to rob them.
If you're working in there, you're going to be like, oh, this idiot guy.
I just barely came through, though.
But I know, but if you're working in there, and it's 10 o'clock, you're thinking that because you want to go home. You don't care that you got a small instead of a medium. You don't care if you didn't get any packets. I know you didn't get any packets.
Add a spoon.
But if you got to admit, if you're the guy working in there, you're going to be doing the same thing.
But okay. And why wouldn't you know? So the manager walks up and pushes the employees to the side. She kind of pulls them back to the back.
Not her walks pleasure.
Walks up, and I go. She goes, "We're closed." And I says, "I realize that." I says, "You didn't get me my Chick-fil-A sauces or my mayo, and I'm not about a." And I'm trying to speak through the little crack in the drive-thru window. I'm trying to put, "Hey." And so she pushes all the employees back as if I'm going to attack her as soon as she opens up the window.
Wow.
She grabs Chick-fil-A sauces and mayo packets, opens the drive-thru window just a hand width, and then sticks her hand out and hurry and chucks them into the bag and closes the window again. She goes, and I said, "Yeah, but the mac and cheese," and I didn't even finish my sentence. But the
We're
mac
closed.
And she goes, "We threw all the food away. We don't have any more."
Oh my gosh. No, you're not wrong.
And I went,
although you're a pain in the butt, they made the mistake and you're not wrong.
I just had.
You're not wrong at all. It's supposed to be their pleasure.
Well, and it wasn't their pleasure at 10:03. Now, in their defense, I'm sure they have been trained. Don't open up things for people who have mullets.
Probably, you do look like kind of a scary individual.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I? I was just trying to be as friendly as possible. I was just like, but I just want my Chick-fil-A sauces. Anyway, they did throw the little things in the sack.
This is really...
Still had to give.
They should have given you a coupon for a free mac and cheese.
Yeah, could they have not done that?
You think, right? But they just were like, nope, we threw all the food away. Like, we don't care if we screwed up your order. It's 10:03. Go away.
Not our pleasure.
And you have a mullet and you're scary. All right, we're back in just a little bit. 5 signs that there is a God.
Visit enhancelives.io. Not .com. That's enhancelives.io.
All right, we're back. Is there anybody calling me a whiny baby?
Nope. On the text? Call the manager today. I bet they'll give you a free meal.
They probably will.
Tell them next time you go back and they'll make it right. Go to Walmart and buy a bottle of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. No. And again, really... I'm sure that they're trained, and maybe I do look super creepy, and to me, I don't, but maybe to other people, I guess. Well, obviously, I do, because Deb says I look creepy.
Cody Castle says, you know how y'all joke about the content being so great, people stay in their cars for it? Well, I just waited for Dave to finish his story before I shut off my car to go into work.
Oh, my gosh. And it was probably anticlimactic.
You had them captivated.
However, I do have to probably, I'm sure they've been trained. Like, you know, because there's weird freaking people out there. And they've made it hard for me to get my Chick-fil-A sauce at 10:03 at night. Because there's probably some psycho out there that would say, you know, give me my Chick-fil-A sauce. And as soon as they open up the doors or window, then they go in and jump all over the counters and then they spill their Diet Coke all over.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, so they never know. And you could tell they looked at me like, we're not going to. And it was funny because this little manager girl, she was about 4'8" and just about 90 pounds all wet.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
However, what she did is she protected her when she walked up.
That's what a manager does, Dave.
She pushed her employees
behind her in the time of danger.
And she goes, I'm on the front line now. Don't you worry your pretty little heads. And she pushed all of the, everybody back, like, get away from the window. We have a psycho on hand. He didn't get his Chick-fil-A sauce. I'm opening and I'm chucking him, and everything will be okay. And, you know, afterwards, I thought about this. I thought, you know, I should have stood a little bit further away from the window so they knew that I was not in the attack mode. You know what I'm saying? But I just, anyway.
Yeah, but you had to get your point across. But everything I did. Was locked up tight.
Yeah.
You got to bang on the window. You got to tell them you're missing your packets. You didn't get a medium. You got a freaking small.
And my spoon. Don't forget the spoon.
And don't forget the utensils.
How the heck am I supposed to eat my mac and cheese without a spoon?
What a weekend. I'm surprised you're even here.
And you know what's a joke about all of this? It's become a running joke. Every time I come home with food, my wife goes, every time, she goes, I don't know if there's a time that you have come home with food and you haven't had some kind of an issue. And maybe it's just my luck, I guess. Anyway, there are top little signs that there is a God.
Okay.
Mari, and there will, I'll have to add to this because I'll probably go back today and they'll give me a medium mac and cheese at Chick-fil-A. And everything will be good. And that's the sign that there is a God. Mari revealed that you're not the father. Your McDonald's fries are hot. These are signs that there is a God. You told your kid her goldfish swam back into the ocean and she believed you. The guy who bullied you in school just rang you up at Wetzel's Pretzels.
You know, I had that happen to me. I had a girl in school that I didn't get along with in high school.
Yeah.
I went in for a barium enema, which requires being stuck up your backside, and they pump you full of barium.
Yes.
I'm like, hello, Linda.
Are you going to be gentle with me?
He's like, hello, Deb.
Was she okay?
She was all right. But it was super embarrassing because we didn't get along in high school, and she was putting a hose up my butt.
I bet she enjoyed that immensely.
She loved it. Yes.
That was probably their best appointment of the day.
Of a lifetime.
Of a lifetime. Top signs that there is a God, the woman boarding your flight with a shrieking infant just kept walking. Your girlfriend's cat ran away. And the top sign that there is a God, inflation is at a 40-year high, but Costco hot dogs... still $1.50.
Yes!
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
Actually, I did that in the wrong order here, Lee. Sorry about that. We're going to get to you first.
Well, now it's second.
Now it's second. But it kind of was first for a minute, and now you're second.
You know what, Deb? She probably asked to be put on the day that she saw you on the schedule.
You think she saw my name on the lab schedule?
Would she have known your married name, though?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, that
it would
have
been
so. But I walked in and I was like, I was, you know, already fasting and three shades of pale.
Well, sure.
And I went a pale shader when I saw that it was her.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh.
You know what, Dave? All you need to do is go back to Chick-fil-A. They'll probably give you a free meal.
They probably will, and I'm sure they're totally. That's just the way they work, and I'm, you know what I'm saying. And it was an eye opener to me that I'm creepy.
Somebody just sent a picture of Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Says, give me
my mayo and my medium macaroni and cheese.
You should have done that. Here's Dave.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me a spoon. Never mind that I'm going home where there are lots of spoons.
I know. But what if? Just what if I was just going to a parking lot needed to eat my mac and cheese? All right, very nice. It's been my pleasure to listen to your traffic report.
Good one, Dave.
We need to hear the rest of the story. You need to go back.
I should. Yeah, I will.
So that we can
return and report.
Yes.
Return and report so that we can have a calm
of
rest of our
bolts.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
All you have to say is, I will return.
I will return
and we'll report.
Back. I know. Mostly sunny in 94. Unless there's a sudden lightning bolt above West Valley City, then you'll know why. Sunny in 96 tomorrow and sunny in 98 on Wednesday.
70 and clear downtown.
Now it's time.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
Sharon says, shout out to our gorgeous granddaughter, Addison. She turned 15 yesterday. Love you, Addie. Reagan Moss, happy birthday to my mom, Charity. Another year around the sun. I love you so much. Have a beautiful day like yourself.
Hey, I did a wedding on Saturday night. A shout out to Sydney and Jameson. I guess they call him J-Mo for short or something, but they were married, and congratulations and happiness forever and ever, amen. Ken and Mandy Cooper were, you know, Sydney's parents, and they were obviously the ones a little instrumental in getting me to DJ their gig for them on Saturday night. It was super fun, and oh my gosh, I went to this place. I don't think I've ever done a gig at this. It's the LDS Ward Chapel in downtown Salt Lake. It's the 10th Ward. And it's this old building that has been preserved. It still is functioning as a...
Is it up on Capitol Hill?
No.
Oh.
It's on like 8th East and 4th South. But it's got this cool backyard area where that's where it was, and it was set up and stuff like that. And I guess the reason it was the 10th Ward is because it was the actual 10th Ward organized in the Salt Lake Valley.
Wow.
So it was really, the chapel is all, it's got stained glass windows in it and everything. And it was cool. But congratulations to all y'all. Emmett, he was at the buffet that I went to, one of the times over the weekend. A shout out to you. Thanks for listening. Brian Wilder and Richard, thank you. And there was this cute little boy by the name of Jack or Justin or John or Jimmy.
He was adorable.
Or,
I can't remember his name, but he was so cute.
He was really a cool dude. And he listens to us all the time. And gosh dang it, I'm sorry I forgot your name. I just know that it was a pleasure to meet you, and thanks for tuning in.
My pleasure. I'd like to send a shout out to Charity Moss. Happy birthday to my BFFFITWWW. I think it's best friend in the whole world.
Is that what it is?
The one that always remembers everyone with shout outs. Love you from Valerie. Can you please do a shout out to my beautiful and amazing daughter? I'm really looking forward to attending BYU Education Week with you. Love you and Belle and Kaiser. Thanks, Carol from Canada.
That's going to be hecka good.
Hell yeah, it is. Jamie Dix, our friend Jamie Dix.
It's always good to have a dick along.
Morning shout out to Addie, starting the sixth grade today. We love you so much. It's your year. Love from Shaylee and Mom.
Can you imagine how fun those family reunions are for them when a whole bunch of dicks get together?
It's the Dix family reunion. Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Shout out to Chick-fil-A for pissing Dave off and still carrying it into the new week. Lizzo says, I think the lesson here is to check your sack at the drive up.
Always check your sack.
shout out to my son Tyler, or son-in-law Tyler. It's his birthday, from Jackie Hayes. Let's see.
But you know, in my defense, Chick-fil-A has always been so good. That's why it's so weird, you know? And they're always so fast, you feel like I probably shouldn't stop and hold up the line. There's a car behind me, and I thought, I'm not going to check. I'm not going to check my sack. It's going to hold people up. Anyway.
Dave, if going back to your Chick-fil-A story, if you have the app, you can leave feedback and tell them how your experience was.
Well,
I've had issues in the past, gave them feedback, and had my entire order compensated.
Well, that is nice. And I'm sure everything's going to be fine. I will return
it's all
gonna and
be, it's all going to be okay, David.
I will return and report.
Can you give a shout out to Carter Harrington, starting first grade at Hawthorne Academy, from Mike Harrington? Thank you. Please tell my daughter happy birthday. She just turned 6. Have a wonderful first day of school. From Randy Ellswood, love you, JJ. And then birthdays, Pam Carter, Kendra Bryant, Leilani Danner, Carl Armstrong, Cindy Faramond, Andy Andreasen, Heather Burr, Danita Linford, Angie Schneider, Debbie Allred, David Newmark, and anybody else having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
You've had a birthday, shout hooray. Happy things will come to you all day. Debbie, I wish that it would be. Happy, happy birthday to you from me. Cole Swindell, she had me at heads. Carolina.
See you for details.
Time now for Dave and Deb's Dump It or Dig It.
Dump It or Dig It. Brought to you by our friends at Baku E-Bikes.
Parmalee had a number one with Blanco Brown, and now they've had a second one with, just on their own with Take My Name. This song is called Girl in Mine. It was written by lead singer Matt Thomas with Ashley Gorley, David Fanning, Travis Wood, Casey Brown. And it talks about there
Not
are
girl in mind.
No, girl in mind. It talks about how there are millions of girls in the world, but only one girl in mine.
You oh, okay, got it. It.
So we want to know what you think about it. Text us 801-570-5767. Let us know, dump it or dig it. Somebody's going to win two tickets to see Tracy Byrd on September 15th at the DeJoria Center.
And you can even dial up the old rotary phone and get through to our Z line at the same number. Let us know by phone what you think about this one from Parmalee. Dump it or dig it.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. M-I-C-J-C, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side of the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. A single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
Little Shorty.
That's what she said.
Parmalee and Girl in Mine. That is our Dump It or Dig It song this morning. And we want to know what you think about it.
Amber Allen says dig it. Chad Jenkins, Morgan Coles, Randy Richardson, Cody Goodnight. I like this a lot for pop country. Dig it. Christy Lopez. Kelly Agard, dig it. I love these guys. Chanda Abney, digging it. Trevor Peterson, dig it. Roberta Ewing says dig it. Molly Tonga says dig it. Carson Sutton says dump it. Timothy Scholl, dig this 100%. Mike Ware, digging it. Summer Andreasen, dig it. I love me some hick hop. Melissa Atwood says dig it. Haley Sargent, digging it. Steph Broberg, dig it. Beaner, digging it. Jason Robertson, Ty Dahl, Ryan Moore, Deanna Rasmussen, Carly Cunningham, Kim Boatwright, soft dig, it's okay. Let's see.
Call coming through. Who is okay. this?
Desert Bonnie.
Bonnie, what do you think?
Oh, a man, heck to mighty. I love that. That's going to be a number one hit.
Was heck to mighty.
Heck to mighty. Was that heck a good?
Heck a good, yes, sirree.
Right.
Yeehaw.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Okay.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you.
Morning, the Z. What about you? Dump it or dig it?
Hey, we dig it.
Who's we?
The Brown family.
Yay.
Oh, the whole Browns. All the Browns.
Are y'all in the car? Are you going to school or what?
Yeah, first day of school.
Oh, give what? A shout out to the student name. Who you got in the car that's going to school?
Mackenzie and Oakley. And Caitlin starts next week with kindergarten.
Now, what district are you in?
We go to charter. We're at Mountain West Montessori Academy.
Ah, cool. Well, happy back to school year to all y'all.
Yeah. Have a good school year, enjoy lunch, and go get a pencil box after you get home, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Save me some tater tots.
Love ya.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Get your own tots, Dave.
Huh?
Get your own tots.
Yeah.
Our winner is Debbie Nackos. I'm going to say 95%, 90% approval for Girl in Mind from Parmalee.
All right.
Debbie Nackos is our winner. She's going to go see Tracy Byrd at the DeJoria Center on Thursday, September 15th. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning, 8:20, right here on Z104. Now, Friday, if the stars align, we're going to have the brand new single from Blake Shelton.
Okay.
He has a brand new one out coming up this week.
A little BS.
Yeah.
Instead of every day, right. We get a little bit of
just
real
Friday
BS out there.
Yeah.
Dump It or Dig It brought to you by Baku E-Bikes. Right now, you can get into your new ride this fall. Choose your adventure. $300 off of any new Baku e-bike. Receive over $750 in free Baku accessories with your choice of one of three ultimate accessory bundles. Head to Baku.com to learn more. B-A-K-C-O-U, Baku.com. It's Jackson Aldean. Aldean.
Oh, my God.
It's Jackson Dean. Not Aldean.
Maybe his middle name's Al.
Holy crap, maybe.
Jackson Al Dean.
Jackson Dean, don't come looking. Hey, if you're looking for me, it's because I was in the other room in my cubicle. I was exercising.
And bend those knees. Work those thighs.
One more time.
That's right. Just keep moving. See you next time.
You know, there's some companies that we've been hearing are doing some layoffs and stuff. I don't know what kind of... Well, it's because we are into a recession, right? I mean, that's what is happening here. Peloton, speaking of which, planning for a third round of layoffs.
Remember how everybody was ordering a Peloton?
And they were thousands, right? I mean, they weren't a cheap little bike thing. Yeah, but it was a big thing. They're closing down retail showrooms, will raise prices of their workout equipment next year. The pandemic Peloton craze seemed to be more than over for them. And so, therefore...
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I no longer ride my Peloton. I no longer ride that bike. Instead of paying for a membership, I think I'll ride a real one outside. I'm riding on my bicycle. I'm riding near and far. The only problem with my bicycle, trying not to get hit by a car.
Or slip and fall on some leaves. Do you have a little bell on yours?
I have a horn.
Is that what it does?
Well, my one bike does. But the other day I had to yell out, and I hate doing it. It's embarrassing to me.
Because you're like, on your left.
Passing on the left. Because I was on this pedestrian bridge over I-15, and there was a guy walking in the middle. And so I had to say it. And I was like, he about killed me. I'm like, I don't want to yell this.
Passing on the left.
Yes.
Passing on the left.
Maybe you need to get another horn for the other one.
I know. They're $50. So
they are pretty pricey.
Mimi, do you have one on yours?
I do.
Really? I don't have one on mine.
I have the horn, and then I have a phone holder.
Well, mine are... Oh, those are cool.
The battery.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't need a horn if I were kind of doing backcountry on my Baku e-bike.
Well, Mimi! If you've got a manly bike that's never on the street and is only in the backcountry, no, you don't need a horn.
Mimi!
If you're just up on God's mountain tooling around in the wilderness.
I know, but maybe if you had a horn, you won't run into a bear.
Yeah, why would you need a horn?
Yeah, that's it. Mimi!
Wildlife know you're coming.
Yeah. That would be really handy.
Because you wouldn't want to run into a mountain lion that you startled.
You would if you were hunting mountain lions. But, you know what I'm saying. Anyway.
you would want one if they were hunting you.
Happy and safe riding, I know.
I'm Lee West.
Okay, thank you much.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly sunny, 94 today.
72. Cloudy. Thank you, Dave.
Can I get you? Now, let me give you one of those danged if you do, danged if you don't situations, okay?
All right. Okay.
In today's changing society, more and more women are being seriously hurt by compliments about their looks. Of course, ladies want to be appreciated, but please don't call them pretty. It's demeaning and doesn't acknowledge their inner beauty, hidden deep under tight-fitting, low-cut clothing and face-enhancing makeup and hairstyles. Yes, modern women should only be told they're attractive when it's appropriate and never when it's not, unless that's what's expected, in which case, failure to mention their prettiness is a universally reprehensible oversight by men. If you understand any of this, please explain it to me.
Right? Are you offended if somebody were to say you're pretty?
No.
Yeah.
I'm shocked, but I'm not offended.
You're pretty as a peach.
Yes. Thanks for the peach.
Hey, we got those peaches.
You just brought me a peach.
Nick, my buddy Nick from NTH Entertainment and TNA. TNA? It's not TNA.
Oh, my hell, it's, Dave. No, it's NTH.
No, it's NTH, but I'm talking about his asphalt company.
Oh. TNA Asphalt.
No, it's not.
No.
No, it would be not. It wouldn't be TNA. It would. But anyway, he has an asphalt company. Sorry, Nick. He dropped off some peaches on Friday, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
They look delicious.
They are. All right, we'll be back with more deliciousness right after this. Or in his words, and Salt Lake City wants to.
Yeah.
Thomas Rhett along with Riley Green there and Half of Me. And I think that's the song that he invited Parker McCollum back out on, right? To take Riley Green's spot on. Good stuff. Concert last Thursday, Thomas Rhett in concert. Hey, so these things they say are actual real dating sites. Listen to some of these. You ready?
Ready.
Amish dating.
Okay.
Start enjoying the simple life. Clown dating.
Oh, the clowns place, are freaky.
The place where clowns find serious love.
Okay.
Yeah. Herpesfish.com. Now, will you type this in for me, Deb? Well, yeah. Herpesfish. And it's spelled just like herpes and fish. Herpesfish.com. Meet 650,000 plus herpes singles.
Why would you
get on with your life? Meet, because I guess if one's got it, the other's got it, and you can.
So why not? Right.
Freely combine. Lots of STD medical information, and if you just need to find someone to talk or offer help or advice, this is also the best place.
Okay.
Plenty of herpes fish.
Well, that's who we need to sponsor our STDs on Thursday morning. Oh, jeez. Stump the DJs.
Dave, did you say Amish?
Yeah, Amish dating.
Well, how they don't use electricity. How do they get online?
Some of them do. Some of them, it depends on if you're Mennonite, yeah, or whatever, but yeah. Or maybe they would have to just send out a signal by buggy somewhere to someone.
Mail.
The opening line on that Amish dating site says, "There's no better feeling than the one when love takes over your body."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
"You feel happiness and joy that overwhelms your entire being."
I agree.
"Come online and join Amish dating. Once you register, you'll be amazed at the amount of people that have already discovered this fantastic world of smiles and happiness."
Find your niche next butter stick. Churn your own butter at AmishDating.com. Stash passions, specifically for singles with a passion for the stash. Find members by their preferred types of mustache, whether it be a dolly or walrus or pencil.
The stash is back.
Yeah. I've
and
seen some of that.
It looks kind of creepily porn-like, but yeah. It's back.
I think they should have one that's mullet love.
Yeah. Do they have one?
Not that I've seen yet. We probably ought to take a look at that. What about now?
Yeah, Mullet Passions. It's mulletpassions.com.
Hey, what about this thing? How come some members of the Tabernacle Choir Square...
What's
that called again? The Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square.
Yes.
Some of them have stashes. Some of them have a little stash.
I'm sure it must be neatly trimmed at the corner of the mouth.
But, and there were some members, some people, I guess, maybe they can't, I don't know what it is. But maybe that's what, now Sea Captain Dates.
Somebody even asked the question, what's with all the mustaches in the Tabernacle Choir?
No way. Before I even said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Of all the changes in the church in the last 2 years, what would you say is the most surprising? That's easy. Lifting the ban on the mustaches in the tab choir.
That's what it is.
Then. Yes.
So now you can have a stash. Here's one. Sea captain date. Sea captains who wish to connect with men and women on land, on and on sea.
All aboard.
Here's one.
On land and on sea.
And on sea.
Okay.
Yeah. If the ships are rocking. Equestrian Kook Cupid. An exclusive community for cowboys, cowgirls, and equestrian singles to meet horseback riding enthusiasts. No horse needed.
Saddle up.
No horse needed. Just down-to-earth country values.
Just tack.
Cowboy or cowgirl positions. Gluten-free singles connects gluten-free people. Tall friends. This is the best place for looking for tall dating, relationships, or marriage.
Wow.
Or...
Hey ladies, are you ready to settle down but haven't found a man? Then you need the Settling Pill. This once daily pill will eliminate your selectiveness when choosing a mate. That way you won't hold out for Mr. Right. You'll settle for any ugly loser who so much as looks in your direction. Whether you want a boyfriend or a husband, the Settling Pill will help you settle for any troll of a man.
Hey lady, I'm homeless and hungry. You got any change?
Sure, here's a dollar and my phone number. I love you.
So if you want to land a man, don't wait for Mr. Right. Settle for Mr. Right now. Ask your doctor about the Settling Pill today.
There you go.
I settled for you.
Yeah, I settled for you, right?
The Settling Pill.
Summer Andreasen says, I love that Dave just put that in your search history.
Yeah.
All of those.
All of those
now
you did.
Now I'm going to get bombarded.
Yep.
With
Amish
junk email from Amish
herpes clowns and if you want to do it on the sea or the land, sea captain dating
so, you're gonna get advertisements for herpes, yes, remedies
and equestrian Cupid. Make sure you search that one.
Giddy up,
giddy on up,
saddle and tack.
No spurs optional.
Come on, old girl.
Come on, baby.
I like horse optional.
I know. Found me a stud. I'm a mare looking for a stud.
Oh, have you seen those people who pretend they're ponies?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are funny, yeah.
That's weird.
That is the weirdest.
Those are crazy.
I'm on this my strange addiction kick. Oh, this guy was my crazy obsession, and he was a 31-year-old baby. It was the weirdest.
Oh, you're telling me he changed his own diaper twice a day.
Yeah, he had a friend that changed his diaper.
Unbelievable.
You got some weird TV habits, Dave.
I know I do, but I think I must not be the only one, or they wouldn't be on TV.
But you know what? Think about it this way. You're conditioning your mind to when I need to change my Depends on the air twice a morning.
I'll be able to handle that.
You'll be able to handle it like no other.
It won't even be a thing.
Luke Combs, his latest here, and The Kind of Love We Make.
That's what she said.
Dave and Deb! That's what she said. Bathroom humor. From 6 to 10 in the morning.
Hey, did you feel the big meteor thing on Saturday?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we looked at each other and we're like, "What was that?" My wife and I were sitting in the living room.
It was an earthquake or something.
Yeah,
that's crazy that it was a meteor.
And then we thought, "Well, is it Tooele shooting off things? Is it Camp Williams doing? You know, because we're not too far. Not Camp Williams.
Yeah.
Camp Williams.
Yeah.
At the point of the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, and so because they will do stuff, you know, they'll blast some things, and we'll get these little messages. Don't worry, it's just us blasting out here, you know. But no, the whole, my gosh, it was crazy.
And if you find did I hear right? If you find a piece of it, it could be worth a ton of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can only imagine. How would you know if you found a piece of a meteor, though?
I don't know.
I just a strange looking rock. I don't know. Would it look like volcanic rock that's cooled down?
I don't know. don't know. I just saw on the news that Patrick Wiggins guy that worked at the planetarium forever Mr. O'Wiggins was talking about it. And he said it could be worth a ton of money if you find a piece of it.
Yeah, but how would you verify it?
I don't know.
It's so hard to verify. Hey, back to school time.
Yep. Got some people been sending in a few pics here and there this morning. Have a good day at school, kids.
Yep. Some people started last Thursday-ish. Then there's some starting today, some starting tomorrow, some starting on Wednesday, some starting next week. I know Canyon School District in our area is starting today and or this week. So a question for you. If you were a teacher, and this is not just to you, Deb, but to everybody. If you were a teacher, what class would you teach and why?
Oh, man. Lunch?
Deb, that's not a teacher. That is another job. Very important job.
I'd be a lunch lady.
I know. I know. That would be your second choice. But what would your first choice be if you were a teacher?
I don't know, because I love it all. Except I would definitely, math is at the bottom of the list. But okay. I love history. I love social studies. I love English.
You'd be good at English, because you could correct everybody.
Well, no, I wouldn't correct them. I'd just try and teach them there, and there the right way. Yeah. So that they're not embarrassed on Facebook on the daily.
Yeah.
That's the goal now, is to learn your correct
spelling on socials.
Variations of words, so you don't get embarrassed on Facebook, on right. socials.
Well, how to spell Phil
what
Vassar.
What would you teach?
You, to learn how to spell Phil.
Oh, Dave.
I would, I have taught. So I would probably, I did a little stint in teaching, you know, because you have to have three jobs when you live in San Pete County.
But you didn't get to really pick what you taught, did you?
Well, not really. Well, kind of. Well, no, not really. I mean,
decision making.
I know.
Taught by Dave Gunderson.
I was approached to teach ESL in a high school situation, and I said, "Look, I don't know Spanish." And they go, "You don't need to know Spanish; you just need to know English." And so I taught English as a second language, and then, of course, along the way, I learned a little Spanish, picked up from the kids and the students.
But if you could,
usually
pick,
all the bad
would
words.
You teach?
Well, so then what they did is they said, "Hey, look, we know you're in journalism. We know you've done radio. We know you're doing some TV stuff right now. Do you want to teach our radio or our journalism and do the newspaper, the high school newspaper? And then we're also going to have you teach a TV class, and then we're going to do a little TV broadcast each day for the school news, stuff like that." So that came as an offer to me, and not that they, not that I sought it out, but it was fun, and I would probably do that again. Maybe not the newspaper. That was stressful. Deadlines and all that crap.
Lynn says, "I'd be in home ec. Life skills of some sort, so they're better prepared for the real world. First or second grade all the way. They don't know it all, and they still love their teacher," from Cindy. "History and government, because way too many people have no idea of our country's history or how our government is set up to run."
Can I change my answer?
Yeah.
Gym.
I thought you were going to say athletics.
Yeah, I'd pick gym. I'd definitely pick gym right now. If I could pick, instead of being approached, if I could choose and they said, what subject, which is what this question is. If you were a teacher, what would you teach and why? And I would teach gym, and because I love exercise.
Terry Griffin says, "Deb could do home ec cook things."
Yeah.
And I said, "What made you think that?" And she said, "Because then you could eat." So, Terry, you're right on the money. I loved.
Yeah, but don't you need to learn how to cook, though?
When I had home food. I had foods. And
could you teach how to cook, do you think? You just don't
do
it at home?
Believe it or not, I can cook if I want to. I really can cook.
Yeah. I've tasted some of your sugar cookies. That's the only thing that I've really tasted that you've cooked. Oh, no. And banana nut bread, right?
Yeah, banana nut bread. I'm pretty good with like main courses too. I can cook, but I just never do it.
Do you like sausages? Do you like cooking sausages?
Yes. I love cooking the sausage.
Okay. So if you were answer the question here, if you want to chime in, call or text safely, 801-570-5767. If you were a teacher, since it is back to school time, what would you teach and why? And why? Not just, hey, I want to, we have to have some kind of a really good, you know, why? Why would you want to teach?
Because they have a passion for it.
And that's what we want to know.
Yeah.
And maybe we want to know, are you good at it? Maybe it's something that, you know, like a welder, obviously, would probably want to be, you know, teach welding because they're good at it and they know what they're doing. Also coming up here, we're going to find out something that celebrities have bought with their first big paycheck, which is kind of like the opposite of teacher pay. So that's on the way. We'll find out what you think about that and talk about what Jennifer Lopez bought on her first paycheck. Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, you know, stuff like that.
Can't wait.
JP doing the party thing. John Party, Last Night Lonely, his latest song right here on Z104. Good morning, everybody. And coming up here in 10 minutes, don't forget, we're giving away another pair of Keith Urban tickets. It's Keith Urban Ticket Tag. If you heard the winner's name at 7:40 this morning, then you'll be able to get through. If you get through as caller Z and you recite that name.
You're going to go see Keith, Tyler Hubbard, and Ingrid Andress September 15th at USANA. Talking a little school, Grayson Davies, today's my first day of school. I'm getting homeschooled this year due to medical issues, and I have to frequent the hospital. I was thinking I'd get to sleep in and maybe do like one worksheet or something. Nope. So do I really have to do school? Let's see. Wake up call. You guys could teach a musical history class. That'd be fun.
Deb could.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun, but Deb could. I do not have the repertoire or depth of knowledge that you do.
Sure you do. I'm going to say I would teach landscaping maintenance or construction or a horticultural type of class. I enjoy my current job as a landscape specialist, so I think it'd be fun to pass on to younger generations. That comes in from Andy Eastman. I would teach life skills, money management, household organization, and English literature. Brad Gull says I would teach 11th and 12th graders life skills. That's kind of the consensus here. That's the class we need. How to manage a bank account, how to change a tire, how to pay bills, basic investment, taxes, a few other things. Reason for that is they don't seem to know squat about any of those things when they get out of high school. They're too busy learning about how to be a social justice warrior.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Everybody's looking for the quick buck. What's going to go viral? How can I make money fast?
What about teaching about how cryptocurrency works? Think that'd be important?
Unless right now is
part
not
of
a good
financial class?
Yeah.
I mean,
but crypto is like, and Bitcoin all went. So I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know. Do you think it's going to revive? Maybe it's just a thing of the past. Maybe it's one of those things that just.
I think there's too much big money in it for it just to die.
But life skills, I think that's a great one.
Elena Shields, if I could be a teacher, I'd love to do a crafting class. I don't think many schools do crafting, more like art and sewing, but I think crafting would be fun. Mason Payan, I'm a welder and I would love to teach welding. I only graduated 2 years ago, but would love to teach it. Allie Gould says we need a class taught about taxes. And one of the most aggressive road rage drivers I know, Lisa, says she was said I would like to teach driver's ed.
Okay. However, you would not be good at driver's ed. You'd be tailgating everybody, Deb.
What's wrong with that?
There's a reason that there are other people out there driving aggressively is because you should not be behind the wheel.
Yeah, but if I'm the teacher, I got my own brake on the passenger side.
That is true.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that you and I probably shouldn't teach, and that is finances.
No, neither one of us
have done very good in that.
Anything about investing or finances.
Now, I mean, I think you and I are better at it, but man,
very checkered past with money. A very checkered past.
Otherwise, I think we would probably be retired by now, right?
Absolutely.
All right. If you could teach, if you were a teacher, what would you teach and why? It is back to school time. Maybe you would like to teach theater. Maybe you would like to go on and be a professional actor or actress.
Well,
let's take a look at some of the money that was being made with these celebrities with their first big paycheck.
America Ferrera bought a used 2000 Mitsubishi Mirage for $12,000. Wow. That was her first big purchase.
Okay. Donald Glover. I wasn't allowed to have candy as a kid, so I was like, I'm balling.
He bought Gushers. Bought
Gushers. You know those things that explode in your mouth when you eat them?
I love those things. It's like it's a bonus gummy with stuff inside.
Well, sure it is.
Kerry Washington bought her first laptop when she got rich.
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, bought a Mercedes.
Nicole Kidman says, I bought the coolest boots I'd ever seen in my life and also got her mom and dad a washing machine.
Look at that. Tiffany Haddish, big box of Snickers and lollipops, Jolly Rancher sticks, Blow Pops, and corn nuts. Her first check was $120.
Wow, that's what I'd spend at the canteen every week in junior high.
Yeah.
Corn nuts and a Jolly Rancher bar. Yeah, it was the canteen. It was where they had a little window by the lunchroom where kids would sell crap, and I'd get Jolly Rancher, either apple or cherry stick, and corn nuts every day for lunch.
Wow. Back in the good old days.
Yep. Brad Pitt, he bought a period Craftsman chair and a Frank Lloyd Wright wannabe lamp.
Tom Cruise, his sister's college tuition is what he paid for. And then his next check, he bought his other sister a car. Look at him looking out for other people.
Lakeith, I don't know who these people are. Lakeith Stanfield and Issa Rae, probably some famous actors that I don't know, but they each bought themselves a Tesla.
Okay. Rami Malek, now he's the one that has the big eyeballs.
He's the one that played Queen.
Yes. In Rhapsody. What was it called?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
A personal espresso machine. That was his big purchase.
Lil Nas X took his whole family bowling.
And then Brie Larson bought a blue electric guitar.
Nice.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about a simulator that will put you through having cramps, just like it would be having your period.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Vote yes for that.
Now, why? Because you like to see us in pain?
I just think you guys don't understand the amount of pain, and it just is your whole freaking body.
You don't think we just go, oh, man up? I mean, oh, this is nothing.
No, I think you'd go, how do you guys do this?
We'll talk about it. They've got a couple of people, and we've got some audio from audio clips from people being hooked up to this machine, and we'll find out more about it.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
Okay, we're looking for a guy and then a girl on her period. No, we're not. I'm kidding. No, I wanted to see if you could tell us about how the cramping was right now.
We're not going to ask you that.
No, we're not. So just a guy and a girl.
Yeah. We're going to give you tickets to see Phil Vassar. He'll be here Thursday night at Kingsbury Hall. Tickets.utah.edu if you're looking for tickets, but you can win them right here.
Those $10, people.
Heck yeah.
Slam those. Take the whole family. Grab a whole bunch of friends. That is going to be one party. What's your name? Hello? Hey, who is this? Hello?
Hey.
What's your name?
Hey. This is Rod.
All right, Rod, are you ready to play? We're playing Battle of the Sexes. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready, man.
All right, let's find you a female. Who is this?
Bill.
Bill, we're looking for a girl, but thanks.
Morning the Z. What's your name?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Chrissy.
Who?
Chrissy? Hello?
Chrissy. Yep, I'm here.
All right, Chrissy and Rod, have either one of you won in the last 30 days?
No.
Nope.
All right, here we go. Chrissy, this question is for you. What's the name of the sport that's a version of baseball that uses a plastic perforated ball?
Oh, brother.
Pickleball, wiffle ball, or softball?
Wiffle ball.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Come on, Dave.
Rod, Gabby Windy.
Hey, that's me.
She talks a lot and she toots a lot. It's Talkin' Toot, except her name is Gabby Windy. Gabby Windy is in this season of which reality show? Big Brother, The Bachelorette, or America's Got Talent?
I can't hear you at all, man. I can hear Deb loud and clear.
Oh, my heck. My thing got popped out. My thing got popped
out. That's what she said.
Oh, my gosh. How the heck did that work? Oh, my gosh. That is so weird. Okay, let me say that again. Thank you for that. One of my buttons got turned off here. Gabby Windy is in the season of which reality show? Big Brother, The Bachelorette, or America's Got Talent?
Gabby Windy?
Gabby Windy. I know. It sounds like somebody who talks a lot and breaks wind.
She's in...
Big Brother, Bachelorette, or America's Got Talent?
Bachelorette.
Okay, there you go.
All right, Chrissy, what is a Delmonico? A cut of steak, a type of boat, or a brand of grill?
How about a boat?
It's a cut of steak.
Rod, an Olander, foxglove, and larkspur flower all have what? Rough petal textures, poison, or thorns?
They all have poison?
Yes.
All right. Chrissy, you got
a borderline of Googling.
Chrissy, you got to get this one to stay in the game. What's the ingredient in some beers, like stouts, that gives it a creamy quality? Heavy whipping cream, extra hops, or lactose?
Extra hops.
Lactose. That means Rod's our winner, but Rod, just for fun.
Which of these wines is the sweetest? Moscato, Pinot Gris. How do you say that again,
Pinot
Jeff?
Gris.
Pinot Gris or Pinot Malbec? Gris, yeah. Which one?
I think Moscato is the sweetest.
It is. You got it. 3 for 3, dude.
All right, Rod. You're going to see Phil Vassar on Thursday night at Kingsbury Hall, okay?
All right.
All right. Hold on a sec.
All right. So, hey, Rod.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever, now, hey, by the way, what's your name, Chrissy?
Yes.
Do you happen to have stomach? Do you happen to have stomach cramps right now?
No, not today.
Not today. Do you feel like a man should be hooked up to a kind of a cramp simulator to see if we can get the full effect?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
you
it's
guys
not
never
just,
make it. You'll cry.
It's not just a stomach ache. It's, yeah.
It's, I don't know.
You guys get a cough and cry. Hooked up to one of those, you'll definitely cry.
You think?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, and maybe it would be kind of like us getting kicked in the junkle area.
Well, that's true. I'll give you that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So here it is. Menstrual Pain Company called Some Days, not nowadays, and not to... It's going viral for a series of videos where men try a device that simulates period cramps.
Now, they slowly up the intensity from a 1 to a 10. 10 is supposed to be fairly extreme, but still normal cramping.
So listen to this.
Most of the guys start to struggle around a 7.
Here's the newest one they posted over the weekend. And one where this is a dad of 4 daughters tries it. And listen to this.
It kind of like relaxes for a minute and then it starts again.
It's awful. It's terrible.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Makes you want to keel over, you know what I mean? I feel like throwing up. Yeah, your like whole body contracts.
Like, yeah, you look like you got your period.
Yeah, sucks. Let's do 9.
Okay, that's a 9.
Oh my god.
Can't imagine trying to walk around or go to work or anything like that.
You want to try level 10?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
That sucks. How long would you be feeling that for?
I'm a 7 days at a level 10.
What? Yeah, I can't imagine you get used to that over time or anything either.
No, that is the argument.
Yeah, I got these two little audio clips mixed up a little bit. That was a guy in his 20s. He was trying it out. The female with the controller had him go to 1, then mild, and then to 10 extreme. At 10, he begins to kind of double over. Now, here is the clip where the guy has the 4 daughters, and, you know, they're trying to talk to him about that.
Okay, and that's... math at 7. And you get to level 10.
That's really uncomfortable.
Well, that's a 9.
I don't think I'd go to work at a 9.
Call it in sick.
Let's try for a 10.
Okay, we're at a 10.
Oh my word.
The legs.
It's, the funny thing is, it's completely involuntary. I'm just, I want to bend to make it all stop.
Wow. So there you go. And I would imagine, wouldn't that be kind of like contractions as well in labor?
Yeah, because it kind of comes and goes. And it's just super painful.
Because I would imagine maybe if a guy went through the actual a simulation of giving labor and going through labor and birth,
there wouldn't be any babies.
There may not be ever babies
again. We'd lose the entire population of the world.
We would. It might be good birth control, though. For a guy, right? He might be like, well, maybe, yeah. You know, maybe I if I've got to go through this, maybe I'll think twice about it. Hey, if you guys, Rod, Chrissy, if you were teachers, what would you teach and why? Chrissy?
Well, I'm not good at finances or taxes.
Okay. What do you feel
probably-
like?
Probably common sense and housekeeping.
So maybe life skills.
Yes.
Did you have a class like that? Ours was called home living, where we learned home stuff
ec.
Like that.
Home ec is what we had, but it kind of just taught us to cook a little bit and stuff.
See, we had a specific class for personal finance, what to expect in a relationship or a marriage, things like that.
Oh wow! How well did that work?
That didn't work out at all.
Hey. So, Rod, what would you...
I'm terrible at finances and I'm not married. So.
Rod, what would you teach, Rod?
I like history.
History. I love history.
And you would do that because, obviously, you like it, you said.
Yeah, I like it. So
that's what you would teach, and then that would be why. Anyway, we'll take a few little leftovers coming up here in just a second. Hang on a second. Rod, you're the one that won. Chrissy, thanks so much for playing. And we're going to go into another contest right now where you can call and win some Keith Urban tickets.
Hey, this is Keith Urban.
Call now to play Keith Urban Ticket Tag. 570-5767. 570-5767.
Morning, the Z. Your caller Z. Who is this?
Oh, am I really?
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Now, what's your name?
Neva.
Neva, you do need to know the winner's name of 740 this morning, though. It's Ticket Tag.
Connie Butler.
Connie Butler is correct. Neva, what is your last name?
Avalez.
Avalez. Neva Avalez, that is the name you need to know for 1140 Ticket Tag. Winner.
Thank you.
We'll see you at Keith Urban.
Yeah, and Tyler Hubbard and... Ingrid Andress. Oh my gosh, what a great lineup. September 15th, you're going free on the Z. Who's giving it all away every day?
Z104.
Yeah.
Speaking of giving away more stuff, Jimmer's got $574 in the Mystery Sound jackpot. It just keeps ticking on up there. That's a pretty good little chunk of change. Who couldn't use that to buy 2 gallons of gas?
Right?
Yeah.
Go to the website, z104country.com. See all the clues, all the wrong guesses. Play the sound. Figure it out, and you could win almost $600 at 10:50 this morning. Also, Keith Urban Ticket Tag coming up at 11:40. You just heard Neva win there. You need to know her name to win at 11:40. Be caller Z, and we'll also do it at 3:40 all week long. 7:40, 9:40, 11:40, and 3:40. Win your free tickets to see Keith Urban, Tyler Hubbard, and Ingrid Andress September 15th at USANA. We'll see you out there.
Can you believe it's... go ahead.
We had a couple of things. What would you teach?
Yeah, what would you teach and why?
A couple of important ones. Bailey Bleek said I would teach a class on mental health.
Oh, good
one. The importance of caring for it as well as how to care for it. Samantha, I'd love to teach girls about self-esteem. You don't have have to have the most expensive anything to be beautiful. Maybe even basic makeup skills.
What would fall under bullying? Or anti-bullying, you know, kind of something like that.
I don't know.
Something where I just feel like
social studies. Would that social studies?
Maybe I
don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think it'd be super important to discuss and remind and discuss and remind.
Oh my gosh! Maybe that would just be a part of online life skills. you know, how to cope with crap, with the backlash, with all of the negative crap that you get with social media, how to try to, maybe that would, maybe it's all a part of mental health, man. I don't know. That's a good, those are good ones. Thanks for hanging with us. It's almost the weekend. You know that?
It is. I can feel it.
Yeah, it's so close. It's just, I can almost taste it. Finish off your Monday, and then it'll be Tuesday, and then before you know it, it'll be Wednesday. Thanks for hanging around with us. We'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
Come on, show's over.
All right. Wrap it up, guys.
See you tomorrow. Bye.